back out there finally and be part of the team again?
It felt good. I was able to go out there and do a couple of one-on-ones and, you know, just knock the spider webs off. I felt a little rusty, but, you know, it comes with the territory.
Is that all you did?
Just mostly individuals and one-on-ones. And later on this evening, I'll do the same thing, but I'll add on something on something.
You gradually increase?
Yeah.
How'd you decide today would be the day? I mean, you pretty much told trainers, okay, I think I'm ready to go, and they turn you loose at that point, or was it kind of a collective decision?
Pretty much, you know, because everything was based on day-to-day, and, you know, what was that, Friday and Saturday, we kind of pushed it, and we ran routes 2 days in a row, you know, just to see how it would feel, and it felt great, you know, so, you know, we just decided to move along and, you know, put them out there and do little individuals and go from there.
I know Justin's got a hamstring now and he's out a little bit. Certainly the sense is that he's kind of inherited that spot. How do you feel about your starting spot and how things stack up now?
I didn't think about it that way, you know. My main focus is just to get out there and, you know, try to get my ankle better and, you know, work against the defense and, you know, see how I hold up against the guys out there.
Are you resigned to maybe that you're going to have to play with a little bit of pain this year, or are you pain-free now?
Most likely I'll have to play with a little pain, you know, but, I mean, in the NFL, it's more of what you can play with. You know, everyone's hurting out there, you know, so you just have to suck it up and go out and play.
Is that something that's been one of your hurdles? I mean, a lot of receivers like to feel right. Leg-wise, has that been a league adjustment to you that you've had to learn how to do stuff like that?
Yeah, you know, cause pretty much every year I've been nicked up, you know, and that's just one of the things I've learned to do is just deal with the pain and, you know, just go out and make plays, you know, just concentrate on my assignment and, you know, do everything right and, you know, try to get a win.
Your speed and explosion back, or is that going to take time?
Oh, my straight ahead speed is fine. You know, it's just I'm more concentrated on you know, coming in and out of my breaks. You know, that's my biggest hurdle right now, and you know, with the planting and cutting and everything. But it's coming along great.
How far away you feel like you are from contact drills?
I mean, I can get hit any time out there. You know, so I mean, it's just a part of it. You know, I'm sure if I'm out there, the guys won't lighten up on me any. You know, it won't be full contact. I'll just probably get just knocked around, but, I mean, I'm ready for it.
Do you think this week against the Rams, you think we'll turn it loose for some of that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the plan will be for the Rams. Right now, it's still, you know, we're still taking it day by day, but, you know, we're just easing into it.
This one of those things where it'll be a big deal how you feel tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I think so. You know, because that's how I've been pretty much the whole recovery process, you know, day to day, only do whatever my ankle allows me to do.
Are you eager to get out there and actually run some of Heimerdinger's offense as opposed to having to do it all watching and seeing it on film?
Yeah, I am. You know, I'm pumped up about it. I've been watching about 3 months now, so it's time to get out and run some of it.
You need to win him over? I mean, is that the challenge for all these receivers? And they got a head start on you, I guess.
Yeah, they pretty much have a head start. But, I mean, if I take care of what I'm focusing on, everything will come along on its own.